Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What is the furthest you've ever walked? And why? Santa and Raven. Raven, 90-year-old Fran Goldman in Seattle. She finally landed herself a COVID vaccine shot appointment.
Congratulations, Fran.
Yep. And she's an active 90-year-old woman. She drives. She's independent. She don't need nobody.
That's how my grandmother was, you know, smart as a whip, as she said, and she would do whatever she wanted.
Absolutely. So when she woke up on the day of her appointment and the roads were too dangerous for her to drive because it was a total snowstorm, there was literally only one thing she could do.
I thought, what's the alternative? So I decided I would walk.
She was going to walk. She was going to walk 3 miles in a snowstorm to the hospital in Seattle for her to get her vaccine.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody that could drive her.
Well, that's what I said.
Not a single person. Where is her family? Where is a volunteer? There's nobody at church. Nobody has a four-wheel drive there.
She seems to me like one of those women that's like, she independent. She don't need nobody's help.
But she didn't call nobody.
No, right, exactly.
She didn't call nobody either. She just started walking.
So how did she do it?
I have walking sticks, and I used them, and I was glad I had them. And I went rather slowly. It took me longer than it would normally. I was about 5 minutes late, but no one questioned it.
No one questioned it because nobody assumes you walked in the place, right?
3 miles there, 3 miles back home.
My gosh.
When she had to walk back home, it was uphill. She had to walk 3 miles
well,
in a snowstorm uphill.
Of course it was, right.
And she did it without a problem.
Yeah, just like we used to go to school back in the day, too, right? Come on.
Please, like you ever walked to school.
How does she go in there, get the shot, have the walking sticks with her, and nobody offers a ride home on top of it?
Raven, she did have some help.
And I don't think I could have done that walk before I had the hip replacement. I think it's a wonderful hip. I love it.
She had the hip
replacement. The hip was from a surgery
she had
prior to this.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She had the hip replacement a year ago. She was totally cool to walk 6 miles in a snowstorm to get her vaccine.
I'm going
to
tell you the truth. I simultaneously love and hate this woman.
Because she's everything I want to be when I grow up.
Both. She's just stubborn. And I mean, she's got a motor, no question. She's got an engine inside her.
Yes.
But I mean, just call somebody.
I was like watching this viral video and I was learning about her. And all I kept thinking about, there is a deli that is about a half a mile from my house. And I get in the car and I drive
right there
for my ham and cheese sandwich. And every day I think to myself,
I should walk here.
I could just walk. And then I'm like,
no.
No.
How are you going to walk back while you're eating the sandwich?
So why didn't she just cancel and wait for another appointment? She was in a rush to get that vaccine. Here's why.
I will be able to spend more time with my family. I'll be able to pick up my great-grandson and hold him. I have seen him a few times, but I have not been able to give him a hug.
Aww.
I understand the grandson doesn't have a license. But nobody else. Nobody else.
Actually, I was looking at a Twitter feed about this, and one of her nieces wrote, if you knew, like, Aunt Fran, this is Aunt Fran.
Yeah.
She was going to do it
on her
own.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't call anybody.
What's
right.
the furthest you ever walked?
I was thinking about it, that the furthest I ever walked, so the first time we went to Vegas, my wife and I, we went all the way down to Mandalay Bay, Luxor, and that's like all the way down by the sign, the fabulous Las Vegas sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't understand that, because you can see the casinos, they look very close, but we didn't understand they're actually far away.
So far.
Walked all the way to Circus, believe it or not. That day, it was 95 degrees. Took all day. It was 6.5 miles. That's not including the stores. And she made me go to the third floor of that souvenir shop. So, I mean, it was a lot of distance.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just, you know, 8 years ago or so.
This woman walked that just to get a vaccine in a snowstorm.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.